Well, Claire, this season of Soul Sisters is brought to you by Colgate Max White Ultra, a toothpaste which delivers whitening results in just 3 days. Colgate Max White Ultra is unlike regular whitening toothpastes. It lifts deep stains beyond the enamel surface. Even better, it not only removes surface stains, but it prevents future stains too.
Colgate Max White Ultra helps people to embrace their individuality so they can have the power to shine and be true to themselves. You can buy it now in Dunn's and also available in major Irish retailers, subject to availability. We love Colgate. So welcome to Soul Sisters. Here we are with our lovely white teeth. How are you?
Good. I am really good today. How are you? I've actually been dying for this catch up.
So have I, actually.
Yeah, I think we really like each other this season, like even more than we normally do.
I think we do too. And I'm really getting something like, is this episode 5?
Yeah, I don't want it to be over.
No. I had a soul sister last night who's I'm coaching. And one of the last things she said to me was, now don't tell me it's coming to the end of the series. I was like, no, there's another 4 at least, I'd say.
Well, I think 8 episodes is actually too short.
Now listen, you're in charge, but I agree.
So I have been excited. You've been sending me a few little text messages or text. Does anyone send a text message?
No.
You sent me a few little WhatsApps. We finally got our eyes on Dave.
Now,
who's Dave? Who's Dave for anyone who doesn't know who Dave is?
Well, I want to highlight the fact that you put on Instagram a beautiful post that I think I can speak for the sisterhood when I say brought a tear to 50,000 people's eyes.
Aww. Is it?
Like the baby post was just like the best. And I was like, oh, I have to comment.
Oh, thank you. And your comment was hilarious.
So I commented and I said, you know, why not? This is amazing. Fire emoji, heart emoji. And Dave sends his regards.
It meant the world.
I told him. But I felt for a split second what it must be like to have a partner.
Oh.
So Dave has been my, unbeknownst to himself, Dave's been my fella kind of.
This season.
This season, yeah.
So for anyone who doesn't know.
Dave, so my building has been surrounded in scaffolding for the last month, at least a month, month and a half, as we're getting new windows and we're getting like a refit and refurb of the building, the apartment building. And Dave is the site manager. So poor old Dave is the guy who's here every day in a porta cabin dealing with the good news and, let's be honest, the majority of the bad news that happens. So listen, we've talked about him. And actually, if you listen for a second, silence.
Where has he gone?
He's gone. The lads have gone. There's no noise to interrupt the podcast. And so it's coming to the end of his tenure here. And you and the Soul Sisters needed a picture.
Mm.
And I must say, this was I'm up for most things, but this was a really difficult ask. So anyway, I seized my opportunity the other day. Dave was standing outside my bedroom window on the scaffolding. And I was like, right, this is it. So I throw open me Juliet doors. Where have you been all my life? Hi, Dave. And I had a chat and I panicked and I said, can I get a photograph of you, Dave?
Oh my God.
Now, when I tell you we were having a lovely chat, really nice, solid, small talk. And as soon as I said to him, can I have a photograph? The look of pure fear fell across his face. He became a deer in the headlights. And then to make things worse, I said to him, put your two thumbs up, Dave.
Put your two thumbs up, Dave.
Give us two thumbs up. And so honestly, at this point, he was like, I could see him considering jumping off the scaffolding. So I said to him, my friend is having a baby. My friend who I do my podcast with is having a baby. So I just said I'd get all the people in my life to give her two thumbs up.
Oh my God.
Lies. Anyway, Dave did it. And well, No, it's not for sharing. Like, it's not fair. It's not a picture that I can show people. It's not the best side of Dave. And so I have one more week, one more chance. It's going to be a selfie with me and him behind me.
Okay. And the big question of the week is, do your windows open now or not?
Yes, they do. The windows open all the way. And I'm sweating, actually, in my gaff now.
Well, that's wonderful. Anything else happen in your week, Claire?
Well, I have had loads of feedback from Soul Sisters, my own sister, and some of my pals about listening to podcasts and where you do it. My sister sent me an incredible picture of her listening to the pod, painting the deck, drinking wine in the sunshine.
Oh, fab.
Yeah. So she's, you know, multitasking there while listening to Soul Sisters. My friend Anne, who runs an Instagram page called The Parent Nest, she put up a post after, and we had a little chat about this. She was like, oh, I can't believe you sit still to listen to a podcast. She put up a post saying she is never, ever doing one thing at a time. She's either emptying the dishwasher, cooking, wiping, getting something for one of the kids, breaking up fights, making breakfast, making lunches, checking phones.
Yeah, I had a similar conversation with Bianca from VIP who was listening, and she said that she multitasks while listening to pods.
All I'll say to you, I got one person said they do like me and they listen, doing nothing else. Okay, one person. All I'll say to you all is you clearly listen, but you don't hear.
You made me feel like I was the something wrong with me, but actually there's something wrong with you.
Yeah, I'm the freak.
So my week was interesting. On Friday, I went to Dundrum Town Centre. They have their sisterhood series. Claire, you would absolutely love it. There's so many good vibes down there. You can write a letter to your future self. There's just really good vibes. And I am the MC for the weekend. And I got to interview Roxy Nafusi and Dr. Dearon O'Leary.
Wow.
So it's backstage in Brown Thomas. It's in the apartment. And we were just getting into our outfits and stuff. We were chatting to Roxy and Dearon, and the vibes are really high between us. And one of the girls from the PR company, Ogilvy, came backstage and said, guys, the atmosphere in the room is amazing. When I heard that, I was like, yes, this is all I need. Because that's how I felt. So I went into the room and everyone was so excited. We sat down, we had this mind-blowing conversation. Something I noticed about myself is when I was standing up in front of the room doing the intro, I felt really nervous. But when I sat down into the conversation, like drawing all of these amazing words out of Roxy and Dearon, I just felt so at home.
Nice.
And confident in what I do. And they gave me so much. They were so open, and obviously that helps. But people were coming up to me afterwards being like, I just feel really emotional, or I feel really empowered. But we had this, so as I was wrapping up the conversation, you're always kind of looking for an out. You'll know this, Claire, from, you know, being in the same industry. So when I'm editing this, I'll be like, God, that was mean.
There she goes again, bitch.
So, you know, the way you're like, you know, towards the end when you're hosting something, you're like, you're racking your brain. How am I going to wrap this up in a funny kind of positive way?
Yes.
And I said to Roxy, you know, we see on Instagram that you're writing your third book. We don't need any information. I'm not going to ask you what your book's about because I knew she wouldn't tell me. I said, but what's the energy around the book? Like, how are you feeling? Are you enjoying the process? And she said, yeah, it just feels really different. I have confidence in myself. I'm really enjoying the process. She said she got sick after writing her last two books because she obviously puts so much into them. So she said, this is completely different and she's really enjoying it. And then I remembered something that you said to me last week when we were talking about Roxy. And you know that second in your brain when you're like, will I say it? Will I say it? And I said, fuck it, I'll say it. And I said, well, come here, Roxy. You know the way I was telling you that I wrote my book in Dundrum? Well, my co-host Claire Solon told me to send you up now to level two, straight into Starbucks for a grande cappuccino. We'll sit you down now and you can do a day of writing. And it just went down really well and it was really funny. But thank you for that, Claire, because I was able to bring it in and wrap up my interview with the girls.
Listen, there's nowhere better to write a book, lads, or read a book, in fact.
Yeah, and while you're doing that down in Dundrum now, pop into Easton's or Dubray there and pick up Glow.
Keep your eye out now for a flyer. There'll be someone flyering out there in the car park and you can get yourself a Glow.
Well, listen, I'm going to tell you all about that flyering in a few minutes. But first, I wanted to tell you, this is so funny, Claire. So I was sitting on my couch. I'm going to tell you exactly what time it was. 20 past 10.
Ah, now listen, if you're sitting on your couch at 20 past 10, you should be doing your own turn down service at 20 past 10.
A friend who I haven't heard from in ages. Now, we're not like super close, but you know, when you get a message from someone and I was probably tired because it was, you know, half 10 at night, but something just made me kind of panic when I read his message. Oh. And said, Georgie, I've been listening to the Good Glow all day. You've been helping me through a nightmare journey. I've been wanting to reach out after every episode, but I've just seen your news and congratulations on the baby. I'm so happy for you. So I was like, oh God, like he sounds like he's having a really bad time.
Yeah.
So like immediate red flag for me. If I feel like anyone's in a bad space, like I get back to them like that second. Yeah. Like what's going on in his life? Like I didn't know that he was on a journey. So I write back and I was like, hey, like let's meet for a coffee. Are you okay? Where are you? And he goes, I'm in Portugal. I've been traveling all day. All my flights have been delayed. I thought he meant like a journey. So I wrote back and I was like, do you mean an actual journey? And he was like, yeah, my plane got delayed in Portugal.
I can't believe you wrote back, do you mean an actual journey? You are literally officially spiritual. You are so spiritual at this point. You're losing touch with reality.
I have it here. Oh, Jesus. Oh, no. So first of all, are you okay? What's going on? Let's meet for a coffee. And then he goes, no, I'm fine. My flight was just delayed. And I said, oh, Jesus, I wasn't sure what you meant by journey. I didn't think you meant an actual journey. So anyway, he made it to Portugal and he's grand.
And he's fine. And surprisingly enough, he hasn't texted you since to see if you'd like to meet for coffee. I've signed up for the women's mini marathon and I'm coming home.
Yes. Oh my God, are you serious?
Yes. And I've ran as far as the bus stop. So that's the amount of training that I've done so far.
Amazing. Yes. Oh my God, I'm so excited for this. This is great news. This is going to now keep me on the straight and narrow up until June.
And now what I must also say, I just want to caveat this, a little PS. Shrubs and Rubs said something to you in New York that hasn't left me.
What?
He said, you know what your problem is? You're mentally prepared, but you're not physically prepared. So I want to work out now. Let's just work it out. Whoever else has listened to this, Soul Sisters, whoever else has listened to it, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 9 days left in April, 31 days in May. That's 40 days. And then it's the marathon, isn't it? The marathon's on the Sunday the 4th.
Yeah. So come here, when you run, are you not going to talk to me like in the sea?
Babes, I think I'll be walking.
You might as well be walking when you're running with me because I run so slowly.
Do you? Mm-hmm. Okay, great. Then we can run together. Absolutely. Okay. I won't leave you.
Brilliant. Oh my God, I can't wait. I'm so excited now.
Great.
So you brought up flyering there and that's really funny for you. But it's my life is so full on at the moment. So, okay. I told you last week and we probably were speaking about this off air, but I was speaking at one of Tricia Lewis's events in Limerick. And I have flyers for my book with a little discount code on it for Trisha's Transformers. And I said to myself, I'm going to give the people at the event this little flyer about my book, do my talk, give them a flyer. So my dilemma last week was I didn't get the flyers until 5 o'clock on Friday. So I couldn't get the flyers to Limerick on time. So I text Trish and she said, well, like, do whatever you want with the flyers. But if you want to put one on every table, you can come down. We're opening the doors at 9:30. So you can, you know, put them on the table beforehand. So I did the sums in my head and I was like, okay, if I have to get down there for 9:30, I have to leave my house at 7 on a Sunday morning. Mm-hmm. Like, my weekends are my time to just, when I'm not in season, especially with the good glow, it's when I kind of recharge. Mm-hmm. So I'd been listening to something that Jay Shetty said, and I've been kind of trying to bring it into my life a little bit. So he says, sometimes it's not worth 100% of your effort. So when you put most of your effort into something, say you get to 80-85%, is that extra 15% worth what you put into it to what you're going to get out of it? Mm-hmm. So I was thinking about that, and it helped me edit my podcast a little bit last season, because there's a few little bits that I'd be so fussy about, but actually those little bits would take me an extra hour and a half. And sometimes I'm like, I don't think people even notice.
Yeah.
So I surrendered in the Hal episode. I didn't put the extra hour and a half, and you guessed it, nobody noticed. So that made me see, actually, Jay Shetty is right. If you're putting 100% into something all the time, maybe some things you can just put 85% into. So I was thinking, how can I, you know, I'm really going to suffer if I have to get up at, you know, 6 o'clock in the morning and drive down. I'm going to be wrecked. So I said, okay, I'm going to surrender and I'm going to go down at a later time. I'm going to put all my little flyers into little piles of 10, and I'm going to ask for help. And I'm going to say to the guys at the door, sorry, as I make my way into the room, can you just put one pile of these on each table? Claire, it took 5 minutes
wow.
of effort. And I've been willing to put 3.5 hours of my time into something that actually didn't make any sort of difference.
Yeah. And you know what I heard you say there? I asked for help.
Mm.
So if you are going to do 80 to 85% rather than pushing yourself to be perfection at 100% and burning out, think and say, how can I do less, but how can I ask somebody to take some of the load off me as well?
Yeah. And do you know what? It made no difference to anyone who was at the event that they were handed a flyer and asked to take one and pass it around, but it completely transformed my entire weekend.
Oh, preach. Well done.
So next time you are willing to sacrifice everything, because we all want to do our jobs really well and we want to show up and be our best selves, but actually ask yourself, am I putting unnecessary pressure on myself here? This season of Soul Sisters is brought to you with thanks to Colgate Max White Ultra. It's a toothpaste with clinically proven, unique technology that actually does whiten your teeth in just 3 days, and it's safe for your enamel. In a recent Colgate survey of 2,000 people, almost a third say that a lack of confidence in their smile is holding them back. We now have full confidence in our smiles thanks to Colgate Max White Ultra. Claire, how are you getting on?
And I laugh, I joke, but I really do feel much happier using Colgate Max White Ultra. I am somebody who, in times gone by, have gone online to look for teeth whitening strips from the Americas. And I've got them over. And jokes aside, I ordered them, they arrived, and I put them on, and well, let me tell you, I wear a mouth guard at night because I grind my teeth. And I decided one night to put the strip on and put the mouth guard on. And I was like, I'm just going to rest my eyes for a moment because I only need to wear the strip for 30 minutes. Beep, 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 beep. Next morning.
No, Claire.
Uh-oh. Rip out the strip. Take off. When I tell you, for days, the sensitivity of my teeth was insane. Like it put me off for life. So I just thought to myself, before you and I got some Colgate Max White Ultra, I just thought, you know what, I'm going to have to put up with coffee stains. Like that's just, there's nothing I can do. Thankfully, for the last month, I've been using Colgate Max White Ultra and my teeth are white. So friends, don't go ordering stuff online. Just get down the supermarkets now because it's available, isn't it? Where's it available?
It's available in Dunnes and in all other major Irish retailers.
Get on it, friends. Get on it.
Did you see that Spencer Matthews? Oh, let's talk about this.
Oh?
Did you hear the Spencer Matthews thing?
No.
Okay, this is so interesting, right? So Spencer's best friend is Jamie Lang.
Yes, my favourite.
He's amazing. And he, Spencer and Vogue went to Portugal for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And they woke up. Did you see the pictures of Jamie's wedding?
Okay. Oh, I did. Sorry. Chelsea Registry Office.
Yes.
Yes, I did see that. Yes.
And they had a lovely dinner afterwards and the photos were like, everyone was like liking the photos. They looked amazing. They looked like they were having so much fun.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
So then Spencer Matthews started getting trolled by people saying, how could you not show up for Jamie? The headlines in the newspapers were like Vogue and Spencer snub the wedding. So Spencer gets on his podcast on Tuesday with Vogue and says, oh, hold on a second, guys. Stop sending me messages. I didn't snub the wedding. I wasn't invited.
Oh.
So Jamie had said, myself and Sophie are, you know, we're getting married. They're having their big wedding later in the summer. But he was saying, it's just a small thing, family, blah, 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 blah. You don't need to, it's not a big deal. And then Jamie said that it actually, in the days leading up to it, it became a bigger deal and he started to get like groomsmen. And he said, oh, Spencer is away. I'll just leave him. So Spencer's message was, don't presume that I wouldn't come home to my best friend's wedding.
Hmm.
And I just thought it was so funny because it made me think. So you know the way you live in a different country, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm doing my book launch mm-hmm. on Wednesday. I've got two book launches, one for people in the industry who've been on my podcast and another one for friends and family. Mm. So I didn't invite you to either of those things because I'm like, oh, you know, Claire lives in London. Like, I wouldn't want her to like feel like she has to book flights and come home. But actually, when you presume things about other people, you can get yourself into a whole lot of trouble.
Definitely. Assumptions. Like what's that? The four agreements, that little book?
Yes.
The danger of assumption. Yes.
And that is something myself and Jamie have to work on so much in our relationship is assumptions.
Really?
Because I'll come into the kitchen and I'll see Jamie just sitting there. And I'm carrying in like huge pile of laundry and I'll huff and puff and put it in the washing machine. And then I look over my shoulder and I'll say to him, are you going to help? Because I'm presuming he's just scrolling on his phone, you know,
yes,
looking up NFL things or whatever, assuming. But Jamie, most of the time is sending emails. He's working.
Yes.
So you have to be so careful about assumptions. And Jamie assumed that Spencer wouldn't want to be there.
Wow. Now, it's also interesting if I can bring you back to the fact that like just sitting there. So you make an assumption that if you are just sitting there, there's always something better you could be doing. And that unfortunately is an occupational hazard for mama bears, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Because they themselves don't carve out enough sitting time, you guys. Yep. So when you see someone else, I've heard Abby and Glennon talking about it on their podcast. You're just, Abby's just sitting there watching football or watching soccer. And Glennon's like, just sitting there, just doing nothing. She's like, no, I'm resting.
And that's the thing. I can't bear to watch Jamie just sitting there because I can't just sit there.
Yes.
And that's my problem.
That's you. You won't allow yourself the time.
Mm-hmm.
So I think this may have brought us back to the fact that indeed I was right and you should just sit on your sofa and watch and listen to podcasts. So listen, right, I am a massive romantic and it's kind of ironic that I live like Rapunzel in a tower because I don't have any romance in my life. And until I do have romance in my life, I live vicariously through celebrities who have great romance. And two that I've kept my beady little eye on, right, is Kate Bosworth and Justin Long. Mm-hmm. So she was married to a guy called Michael Polish for about 10 years. And I always watched Kate Bosworth because she was just really like fashionable. Like she's just very elegant and beautiful. Anyway, turns out everyone goes through tough times and Michael and Kate divorced in the last couple of years. And she got together with Justin Long. Now he has a podcast called Life is Short. And they did an episode together. And if you are in any way interested in hearing like hearing a brand new relationship kind of unfold in your ears, you should take a listen. Kate is very vulnerable about what it was like after a divorce, how it made her feel, what she dealt with. And Justin and her are just, they found their people. And it's a lovely, lovely listen. But one of the things that piqued my interest in the episode was when they got together, they were kind of like, the little things they were worried about telling each other or revealing about themselves when they moved in together.
Okay. Those
little like household habits you mightn't necessarily share with the world. So hers, for instance, was she has a sound machine playing when she goes to sleep.
Ooh, like white noise.
White noise. Justin does a lot of tossing and turning and gets up to use the loo a lot. So he said he was worried about that. I was thinking about what are the things that I would need to declare should a gentleman join me in this lovely little flat of mine. So I favour a naked dash over curtains. So the curtains will stay open and I'll just take my chances.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
Which has been risky business with all of this scaffolding, I can tell you. Risky business.
No wonder Dave's not back to take that down.
Now, this one might surprise you. I shower in the dark.
Claire, we are freaking soulmates.
Stop, you do not. You do the same.
Yes, Claire.
That's amazing. So I basically go into the shower and I turn the light on and I always go, like it's the first time I'm walking into the bathroom and the light is so offensive. So I just immediately turn it off and get in the darkness. And it's just divine. Do you know, I once told Ray Darcy that. I went for a job as Ray Darcy's producer back in the
day. Did you tell the story in your interview?
I told him I showered in the dark. And surprisingly, he did not employ me.
How did this come up in the interview?
What were we talking about? Oh God, I can't remember I don't know how it came up, but I said to him, should I shower in the dark? He was just like, this one's mad over. And he was like, right, well, listen, it's been great to meet you. Bye then. Okay, now this, I was expecting you to be going wild at me at this stage. You haven't. I get up and do mantra meditation from 6 a.m.
What would you be chanting?
About 1500 times.
Wow. I love that about you.
Well then if you love it, maybe someone else will.
It's amazing that you do that.
I listen to podcasts sitting on couches and I eat standing up.
When you eat standing up, you're in fight or flight mode.
Oh no.
Yeah, you got to get out of that red zone. So you need to sit down when you're eating.
Okay, I'm in the red zone, guys.
It just goes to show, though, that's how much you value learning and growing, that you will sit down and give podcasts your time.
Yeah, I'm so fascinated by them. I have to sit down and take notes and listen. Yeah, possibly. So go on, tell me what did you tell Jamie when you moved in with him? Did you?
What did I tell him?
Yeah.
Very little, because I didn't want him to change his mind.
Good point. Well made. Do you have any other little eccentricities you'd like to share with the group?
Well, I suppose I have to really try to control my frantic energy because I feel like it kind of is there. I have to work very hard to bring it down a notch. Mm-hmm. I do my makeup from the floor.
Okay, so sitting in front of a mirror.
Mm-hmm, on the floor. And I have this weird thing where I lose the tops of things.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And I think I've heard it that there's a name for that.
Is there?
Yeah. So I was like to Jamie,
wow,
it's actually not my fault.
You see, it's not, it's a condition.
Yeah. And you've given me a key, so there's nothing you can do about it now. But my mum does the same thing.
Oh, there you go, you see.
Have you been on any dates or anything, Claire?
No. And okay, look, I've been thinking about this a little bit. And I realise that I am actually more of a hater than a dater.
Hater of men?
Well, like, yeah, no, like I've been a hater of fellas and I've been a hater of the whole thing. Like I've just been really anti it. So me and my coach have been doing a lot of work on around men and just like, if I want to attract, and soul sisters, single soul sisters, hear me now. If we want to attract a guy, a great, great guy, we have to ensure that our vibrations are high enough to be on a level with that great guy. But we also can't be sitting around with our sisterhood or our friends slagging off men and saying, you know, like the faults of a few get blamed on the general populace of men. And actually, men are incredible. I think some of the biggest mistakes I've made in life have been competing with men rather than partnering with men. And that, I think, is why there's distance between me and a romantic partner, because I have gone too far out of my feminine energy into the masculine and sort of then got into things like being addicted to my job and you know, getting into kind of burnout and just really just not balancing my life the way I should, not prioritizing what I really want, being afraid to say what I really want in life, which is a connection with an amazing companion.
And like, do you have a picture of who that could be? Like, do you have a type?
Well, it's interesting, having listened to Kate Bosworth and Justin Long, I was interested to see the difference as I see it between the old, like, Jesus, I swear I knew her, like the difference between the old Kate and the new Kate. So what I can see with Kate now that she's with Justin Long, she's like, her hair is sort of wild and flowy. Her dress is not as tailored. Her outfits aren't as tailored. Her life isn't as curated as it was. She's just like, she's just soaking up this wonderful experience that is love. And I do kind of imagine myself meeting somebody like him, who's sort of cheeky, chappy, fun, you know, successful, but not wildly driven. Just someone who really values quality time with quality people.
Yeah, that's coming for you.
Yeah, I think it is.
Oh my God. And that's the thing. You're getting yourself to a level to meet somebody that's on your level.
Yeah.
You're just leveling up to meet the perfect guy.
So, recommends this week, I want to kick off first with a song. And the Take That movie, Greatest Day, is coming out.
Are they all in it?
Yep.
Oh my, even Robbie?
Not Robbie, unfortunately.
Ah, come on.
Oh, Robbie's your favourite. Mark was my favourite. And I was such a super Take That fan that I waited outside the Westbury for them. I used to play Prey in particular like 40 times in a row. Just ask me poor Ma, who still brings it up to this day. But I want to put on our playlist, which I put together, by the way, Soul Sisters playlist. It's called Soul Sisters Pod List on Spotify.
Okay, I'll link that.
Great. So you can get it in the show notes. And all the songs that I've recommended so far across the seasons will be in there. And I'm adding Never Forget to it this week.
Oh, such a tune. I actually got, after our pod last week encouraging people to dance in their kitchen, I got a message from a lady who said her and her family danced in the kitchen and they're going to make time every single week to do it together.
My heart. That is going to bring such joy to that family.
So I was on the flight to New York City. I'll tell you this now. There's a lesson in this. I got the Wi-Fi on the plane and I worked the whole way over.
I am disgusted.
I know.
You were sitting strapped into a seat.
I know, and I bought the Wi-Fi and worked the whole way over. But anyway, as we were coming in to New York, I said, you know what? I haven't listened to anything on this flight. And I was flicking through and, oh, actually, I'm going to say this now because you know the way sometimes you're afraid to put your dreams out there?
Yes.
Because it's embarrassing if they don't happen. One of my biggest dreams is to have the good glow on Aer Lingus flights. It's literally been my dream for 3 years since I started it.
Oh my God. I've got a few connections in Aer Lingus. I'll get you hooked up.
Okay. So anyway, I'm putting that out there, I'm manifesting that. But I was, Diary of a CEO was on it. He spoke to this guy, Simon Sinek, this guy Jamie has been telling me to follow for ages. Oh my God, Claire. So in their conversation, it was so mind blowing. It's Diary of a CEO, Simon Sinek, part two, because he got him back. And in it, he said something that's really got me thinking over the last couple of weeks. So he said that they were talking about people in your life who you're trying to help, but they won't help themselves. And Stephen Bartlett was saying, oh, I've got so many friends and like you try to help them and you're giving them advice and then they just don't do it. And then, you know, can you just give up on people then at that point? Because, I mean, I can't like dedicate my life to trying to get people to help themselves. And Simon Sinek said something that blew my freaking mind. He said, not everybody needs help. Some people, in order to help themselves, need to help others. So, you know, Macklemore putting out his little chairs at his meetings.
AA meetings, yes.
Simon said the last step in the 12-step program is to be of service. And so many people fail because they only get to step 11. Wow. And actually, to really transform your life, you need to get to step 12. So Simon was saying some people don't need help. They don't need you coming into their life and playing the hero role. They need you to empower them to be of service and to help other people. So when I heard that, it made me think differently about the world because not everybody needs your help. Some people need encouragement to go out there and live with purpose and do something to help others.
Great conversation. I love Simon Sinek. Really worthwhile looking at his TED talk as well.
So good. What are you recommending?
So I want to give you some homework this week. You know, I know you're all...
I'm up to my eyes.
Too much on, have you? Really? Are you releasing a book or something, is it?
Claire, you know I never do my homework.
You don't. Well, please this week, will you listen to We Can Do Hard Things with Glennon Doyle. She had a conversation with Cheryl Strayed, who wrote the book Wild. Cheryl walked the Pacific Coast Trail and you probably would have seen the movie with Reese Witherspoon, Wild, a couple of years ago. Cheryl Strayed has done an episode recently on We Can Do Hard Things. And I think it's probably the best episode of a podcast that I have listened to in probably a year. So what I would like to do is I'd like to send yous all off, get yous to listen to it and come back next week. And we'll talk about it. So DM me this week at Claire Solon if you listen to it. What? Because there's loads of gold in there. So just tell me what strikes you and me and George will talk about it next week.
Okay, brilliant. Before we let the Soul Sisters go, I just want to read the first line of my book. It's out on Thursday. And obviously, I want to get this out to as many people as possible. And I'm so nervous about it, but I really feel like it will help people. So do you want to hear my first line of my book?
Yes, that must have been so... Did you write that first line first or did you write it last? Like, how does it go?
Not exactly last, but near towards the end.
Okay.
This is a story of someone who got really tired of keeping herself small.
Love it.
I go on to say, because keeping yourself small, I think we can all do that at times in our life. Mm. I said, so wherever you are and whatever your reason, I'm really glad you're here because this is a story for us all. For anyone who needs a helping hand or to find a new way, for anyone who's tired of holding themselves back, for anyone who knows they deserve more. This is a story for those who have more to do, more to give, more life to live.
Hallelujah, sister.
So,
and I know I've been taking the almighty piss for the last couple of weeks, but boy, oh boy, am I proud of you. Full of admiration. Well done.
Thank you. And I will be full of admiration for you when you write your book, because I can't wait to read that.
Oh, okay then. Good. It's a deal.
So thank you so much to all the Soul Sisters for all the support on the book. It's out on Thursday, April 27th. I'm excited to step into this chapter, to turn the page, to have it out in the world and to lie down and do nothing. So you can find Coach Claire Solan at Claire Solan on Instagram and give us your email again, Claire.
It's claire@seekersandspeakers.com.
Amazing. And we'll see you guys next week.
Bye.